The ABS has told us this morning that Tasmania has just enjoyed its 22nd consecutive month of growth in retail turnover. And it comes down to businesses like this one, Talk Gear for Guys in Devonport, where Shani and her team have had a couple of strong years. They've just put on a couple of extra people, and they're meeting the market locally, and they are contributing to and sharing in the confidence that our community has in where Tasmania is going right now. Well, what I think is happening is you've got a business like this one, a small business by any measure, in a regional area like Devonport, that's experiencing growth of its own and employing more people in response to that. That means that they, through service and knowing their market and looking after people well, are overcoming some of the challenges of the online trading phenomenon that's hitting us. And they ought to be commended for that, and we ought to be supporting them like the people in Devonport are supporting this small business. What I think is that as we come out of, by any measure, what's been a very difficult year, people are confident and they are supporting their local economy and community and traders like this. And they have been doing this over the last couple of years, 22 months of consecutive growth in retail turnover in Tasmania, 9% increase since the March 2014 election. We're hopefully going to be coming into a proper spring and a summer. People generally tend to get a little bit more confident again in that as the weather improves, and I'm hoping that we're only seeing the beginning of this growth and this boom in retail spending in Tasmania. Support your local businesses. They've supported you through skinny times. They're here, and the good businesses that I see in all of our centres around Tasmania, even though there have been more or less buoyant times in different parts of the state, and the northwest coast here has seen its fair share of ups and downs, particularly during this last couple of years. But businesses like this one who have gone and read their market, they've invested in their stock, they've made sure that they're offering competitive pricing and good brands and the things that people are looking for, they're always going to do good business, and please go out and support them in return.
You mentioned 22 months of consecutive growth in the retail sector. Can you break that down further into regions?
No, I don't have detail down on regions, but what I think we can see is that we're in a region right here in Devonport, which has not been a strong performer historically, which is coming off a very low base and which has been hit by a number of impacts this last year, including just this week with this second round of floods affecting someone who everybody knows in this part of the world, with the farmers and farming family. The fact that we're getting this sort of strength and growth and optimism in this regional centre says that the picture for Tasmania as a whole is strong.
How typical is this business of other small businesses in Tasmania on the northwest coast?
There's always businesses that are doing more or less well, but I know in every centre that I visit along the northwest coast, there are locally owned businesses like this one who are responding to what have been lean times by investing in their business, putting on more stock, promoting themselves, earning the consumer dollar, and they're getting rewarded with growth in sales, and they're putting on extra staff like this business here in Devonport has. And what we see there is 22 months in a row of growth and growth and growth in retail to now $500.4 million in August, which is not one of the big spending months of the year. We tend to see that increasing towards Christmas and into spring and those times. So I think that the trend figures give us the picture, the indicator that we're looking for about how Tasmania is trending. Tasmania is holding its own. It's a small economy. It's been buffeted by a lot of factors, and it's more vulnerable because it's small. So a smaller influence from an externality affects Tasmania more than it does a larger state. So we are holding our own, and we're growing, and we've got stronger retail spend and business confidence and investment than many other states. So we're doing very, very well, but there's much more work to do. And the confidence that's been expressed in a business like this and in the figures we've seen from the ABS today are very heartening, but that confidence is also fragile. We need to show Tasmania that we as a government are continuing to work to reduce red tape, to do what we said we would do, and to bring on our projects like the Living City project, like the relocation of the university campuses into the city centres of Burnie and Launceston, like delivering on the Cradle Mountain infrastructure package that we promised. When people see a government doing what it said it was going to do, and they see projects going off paper and onto the ground, they take confidence, and that's what we're doing here in Devonport right now.
So that was the Parliamentary Secretary for Small Business, Trade and Red Tape Reduction, Roger Yench. He was speaking at Talk Gear for Guys in Devonport, one of the many small businesses on the northwest coast that are at the moment going through a reasonable patch. 22 consecutive months of retail growth in Tasmania is what we're being told, and a record $500 million for the month of August. We also heard a little bit from Shani Stennings, who is the business owner as well.
Well, it's hard work, but we've had lots of good support from the locals and even surrounding areas. Yes, I think the locals support the locals, and if you offer the service and are happy to go that extra mile, I'm sure that they keep continuing to support us.
The statistics today tell us 22 consecutive months of growth. Has it been like that for you as well, or is it more recent than that?
No. I would say over the last 24 months, we've had a huge growth in our business, especially in the wedding area. We're doing a lot of weddings, a lot of leavers dinners, and then we have our casual range too, which we do a lot of.